Republicans representing areas along the Jersey Shore unified in their calls to pause offshore wind activity, citing a recent spike in whale deaths as the reason. Now, environmentalists say that's not the problem. KWB South Jersey Mike Doherty, reporter Mike Doherty, spoke with a public policy expert about the politics of the situation.
In a span of about 40 days, four dead whales washed ashore on a 10-mile stretch of beach with two in Atlantic City. Republicans, including State Senator Vince Polistena, say this is alarming enough to at least pause the offshore wind activity for a month to rule it out. But Stockton University Public Policy Director John Frungin says that's not the case.
There's no evidence linking these deaths to the work on the wind farms. Scientists have come up with no connection.
At least two of the whales had injuries that appear to be the result of being hit by a boat.
Autopsies that have been done on stranded whales in recent years have found that vessel strikes and fishing equipment are the cause of many of these deaths. And no one is talking about banning fishing or boat traffic.
Frungin notes it is interesting to see the League of Conservation Voters and the Sierra Club among the groups defending the energy industry in this situation.
I'll just say politics makes strange bedfellows.
He says without any concrete evidence that offshore wind is the cause of whale deaths, Governor Murphy and the Democrats in charge in Trenton are unlikely to pull the plug on a signature policy. At the South Jersey Bureau, Mike Doherty, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.